episode 2347, For the Mouth Speaks.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy every day. I hope you're experiencing a beautiful, relaxing, restful weekend. It is Sweet Spirit Sunday, a time for you to make time for God. Don't let life get in the way of what God wants you to see, for the mouth speaks. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, in Luke 6, verse 45, it says this, "For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." What is your mouth saying that your heart is secretly expressing? You know, I'm guilty for speaking out of turn. How about you? Ever had that foot in the mouth moment? You probably don't have to think too far back even. Maybe you just had it about 10 minutes ago. But I bring this up because God desires our hearts to be pure. Pure in a different way. Pure as in not less of sin. Because you know what? We sin. We make mistakes all the time. But pure from temptations that hide in the crevices of hurt and pain that have gone unhealed. We wrestle in life, but we wrestle because something is unsettled. There's decay, the bitterness and regret. It builds and then it makes a home in our hearts. And you wonder why you aren't getting where you want to go? The speed bumps seem like mountains. They're hard to climb. So steep. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. If your heart is full of good, then what do you think your mouth speaks of? Of good. But if you've got too many cracks and crevices that, you know, there's hurt and pain, there's bitterness that's building up. Maybe there's regret, there's hurt. You go back to a time and a circumstance in your life. There's certain triggers that set you off and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, something has overcome me. You got to check your heart. And today I encourage you to search your heart. Let this be your prayer. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. That comes from Psalm 139, verses 23 through 24. Your cry needs to be, search me, God. Help me see what I'm missing, because we do miss a lot. We've got to have some cleaning up. And God knows where you need to clean up the weeds. What needs to be removed? Where do I need to forgive and then give it to God? What is it that you need to let go of and stop holding on to? Have you ever tried to pull a weed? I think it was only about, I don't know, maybe it's been almost 2 weeks. You know how time flies and you're having fun? Well, I went weed pulling. My mom and I did. And I know it sounds strange, but it was kind of a community secret service project and nobody really knew about it. But the people, or I should say the person who needed to know about it, knew about it. And we didn't say anything. We just went and did it. And in this weed pulling, it was crazy because literally there were these weeds that were growing 2.5-3 inches tall. And the root was not even as big as a sliver of floss. Now I know you're thinking, floss. I know what that looks like, but I don't use it enough. Yeah, I know. We're supposed to be flossing our teeth, but we don't. But think about that. Think how thin it is. It's almost more like a piece of thread. And those weeds would not release themselves. And we would tug at them. And at some points, we had to take our clippers and dig around to release the root so we could then pull it out. Otherwise, we were only pulling off the top. And you know what happens then? They grow back even stronger. What weeds do you need cleared out from the crevices of your heart. Because if you let your mouth just open up and anything comes out, you know what? The anger is going to show. The sadness is going to come. And it's all going to be recognized by the words that you use, the tone of your voice, the songs that you don't sing. What do you want to hear from your mouth so it becomes a reflection of what you desire for your heart? Search me, God, and show me. Tell me what it is today so that tomorrow will be better than where I am right now. For the mouth speaks. You want to have good, so that means your heart needs to be purified. Let God do that to you today. It may be tough. You may have to face some things that you don't really want to deal with, but I promise you this, in the long run, it'll be exactly what you need. So take time today and let God cleanse you. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.